morning, Charlotte.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, firstly, what is pathological narcissism and how does it kind of differ between, you know, just having a trait of narcissism versus having an actual narcissistic personality disorder?
Yeah, so I guess with pathological narcissism, people can have more or less of those traits. They will be more or less common in the just in the general population. But when it gets really troublesome for people to, lead their life in a good way and encounter difficulties in their relationships many times and probably have other things like depression, then it can also be diagnosed as a disorder for which people can seek treatment.
And how does it affect young adults in particular? How is it harmful to their well-being?
When it gets really prominent, say, these traits or features, then people can actually feel quite insecure about themselves, have kind of low self-worth, and have poor quality relationships. So they might build up friendships, but they don't. They maybe don't last long, or they don't have that quality of friendships that you maybe expect from friendships.
And your research kind of links between parenting styles and narcissism. How can over-parenting foster narcissism?
Yeah, so I think what happens there is that with overvaluation, people praise their children, regardless maybe of the achievement or effort they have put in. So they can get this very positive sense of themselves, but actually that sense is not so realistic. So then maybe when they do encounter a failure or something that's more difficult, then they have a lot of trouble dealing with that. So this overvaluation can like stimulate this very positive sense of yourself, but when you find out that's actually not so realistic, it's really difficult to cope. And that's a little bit in that, I guess, the grandiose side of narcissism, where people have very positive self-views, but at the same time, that is very vulnerable.
And, I mean, understandably, you want to praise your kids, but you don't want to overpraise them, like you've got to strike a balance.
Yeah.
What parenting style would you recommend or what advice would you give?
Well, this is also based on other studies that looked at, for example, the fixed versus growth mindset. I guess the danger is with this overvaluation is that maybe children or adolescents themselves also expect of themselves to be good at something all the time, whereas this might not be very realistic. And if they have more of have been more encouraged or also learned how to deal when it's maybe more difficult, or learned that they can learn to do things and that there will be setbacks sometimes, then this is a more maybe healthy or realistic version of self-esteem.
And whether you're a parent or a young person listening to this at the moment, how can we recognize when we are being narcissistic or, as I said before, like the difference between being a little bit narcissistic and maybe something a bit more serious?
Yeah.
What should we be looking out for?
So I guess there's different kinds of features. So if you find that you have really like difficulty in building up friendships and have this sense that you should be doing well, but you're feeling like you're actually not doing that well. So have really trouble with making sense of maybe who you are. Then it gets more to, I guess, the disorder side. But I guess the tricky thing is in adolescence, people will always be also searching for themselves. So when you get to more the disorder side of things, people usually don't function that well, say.
So it's a difference between, you know, because all adolescents usually they're thinking about themselves because they're just trying to get to know themselves, really.
Mm.
But yeah, so it's that kind of clarification between somewhat narcissism to actually not being able to function or finding it really hard.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
This is really good advice, and thank you so much for coming and telling us all about it.
Thank you so much for having me.